The Prime Act is a bill. Thomas Massey is the primary sponsor of that. I'm a co-sponsor. And essentially what it does is it rewrites the statutes and gets rid of a lot of the regulations that the federal government started imposing in the 1960s that make it extremely difficult, especially for a state like Wyoming, where we don't have big packers or big packing plants, for us to be able to adequately process the meat and on behalf of our farmers and ranchers, local communities, restaurants, and everything else. The way the situation is right now is that unless the facility is USDA inspected, if it is state inspected, it has to meet the exact same extremely stringent requirements that a federal facility has to meet, but we can only sell intrastate. So it makes absolutely no sense. We have really put up barriers to our ability for our local producers to reach out to restaurants, for example, and provide their local beef for that, or for our ranchers to custom feed and custom butcher for people. The laws it make no sense. They're very draconian, and we're trying to fix that. We had four incredible witnesses. I would encourage people to go and watch the committee hearing today. It lasted just a couple of hours. I realize that's a lot of time, but I think that we presented some extremely important information for our cattle and hog and chicken producers. And we also started addressing the fact very openly about the fact that we have a monopolistic situation with the four big packers in this country, and that needs to change. We've got a situation with agency capture where those four packers basically control the USDA and the FDA when it comes to things associated with our meat production, and we need to change that. They're the ones that are raking in massive amounts of cash. They're trying to vertically integrate the cattle industry. They've largely done that with pigs and chickens, but they're also trying to vertically integrate our cattle industry, and I think it would be really devastating. We need to move away from the monopolistic model, and we need to expand our availability for packing, for butchering, and have more custom-type operations.